Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want to react to the last couple points that were made in the Kurt Doubt conversation. I tried repeatedly to pin him down on Wisconsin and what also was taking place in North Carolina in 2016. And also what's going on in Michigan. Because elections do and should have consequences. And it shouldn't be, whoa, wait, we lost. Hey, let's have a special session and let's do this. Let's take some power away from the governor, who, funny now, is not a member of our party. It's not ethical at all. We're going to see if it's legal, because those challenges are coming. I would assume some of it is legal, although we talked to Molly Beck the other day. I don't quite understand legally how they're going to be able to uphold the limited amount of time for early voting. So I thought on that one, the former speaker and the House leader was tap dancing a little bit. But on Governor Dayton and transparency, we've brought this up on the show a number of times. Our silly little radio show tried to get the governor on 4 or 5 times while he was in Mayo, and at no point were we told he was in Mayo. Numerous other media outlets trying to get a hold of the governor, not available today, meeting with officials. Never, I repeat, never were told he was in Mayo Clinic. You can't spend 5 weeks as the governor of the state away from the office on a health matter, and you don't communicate that. Now, when the speaker cites the Constitution and says it is a given that once he's under anesthesia, you have to communicate with Lieutenant Governor. Now, when we asked about that earlier, the governor's office said that they were keeping the lieutenant governor, Fischbach, in the loop. But I will assume without a doubt here that Kurt Doubt knows the rules regarding the Speaker of the House. And when he says he wasn't informed, that is a violation. Adam, because one text, well, he doesn't have the nuclear codes. He's the governor of the state. I get it. I'm not expecting an attack from South Dakota. But you don't leave the office for 5 weeks, and I wish the man only the best health-wise. And to deal with complications with the tough health issues that Mark Dayton has faced in life, I would not wish that on my enemies. But you are given that incredible power. Decision-making. He's not done yet. He's still the governor. And to be at a point because of health complications when you're away for that long, and the public doesn't know, and elected officials don't know, including the number three person in government in the state, I think criticism is just. What do you think, Carter?
It is, and it might not even be Dayton himself. I mean, it might be his staff and his people close to him that decided to keep this private, not follow the protocol. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, he doesn't have the nuclear codes, but God forbid there was some sort of natural disaster or some other thing that happened, we'd all be wondering where the governor is and, you know, making the decisions that need to be made, including, you know, National Guard decision, things like that.
100%. And, again, I call out the hypocrisy on some Trump supporters. I think from some of the texts here we're getting the same thing, that if this was Tim Pawlenty who did this or if this was Jeff Johnson who won and did this, I think they'd be outraged. Just be consistent. And what bothers you? We've got a game show coming. Dave Adam has come up with a game show.
Sweet.
Because
know your golfer?
Yes, right now we've got three up there for you. Ben Hogan, Arnie Palmer, and Tim Herron. We're going to ask you to identify which is which. No, because I guess we're not going to be fired. Much to the disappointment of maybe a couple of people in the room.
Still might be. We'll see how the hour
Yeah,
goes.
Exactly. Might not be fired. But we do have Hugh Jackman tickets. Dave has come up with a Hugh Jackman game show where we're kind of a part of it. But it's more for the listeners because we're going to have a winner and a loser. Dave was going to reward both, okay? Adam, do we reward both on this show?
No.
No, absolutely.
You're either first or you're last.
Yes, exactly. There's no second place. There's no second. You're first among all the losers. That's it. So if you'd like to partake in our Hugh Jackman game show, you're fun, you're interesting, you maybe can give Adam some more tips on ironing or washing the dishes. Well, I need you to call in right now. 651. What are you shaking your head about?
Oh, Donald Trump's reaction to Rex Tillerson.
Oh.
Rex Tillerson didn't have the mental capacity needed. He was dumb as a rock, and I couldn't get rid of him fast enough. He was lazy as hell. Now it is a whole new ball game. Great spirit at state.
This, of course, is after, and again, take this in, boys and girls. This is not the MSNBC host. This isn't the liberal fake news media. Rex Tillerson, who Donald Trump, not it's not like Barack Obama picked Rex Tillerson, by the way. Donald Trump picked him. And he pointed out everything that all the critics point out about Donald Trump. Undisciplined, doesn't like to read, and tries to do illegal things. So Rex Tillerson, Adam, who apparently is dumb as a rock, who rose up to run Exxon, just that little company, that little engine that could company. Yeah, it really works out that way that you're dumb as a rock. You know. Again, I've got some comments I could play. I could read to you from Tucker Carlson, where Tucker Carlson is highly critical of the president. Did you see those? I mean, it was, you'd think it was from Rachel Maddow.
Not capable, right?
Wasn't not, he is not capable. Tucker Carlson is sick of his insults and says when he was elected, he was going to do these three things, hasn't done any of them, and said, Tucker Carlson, he's not capable. That's your guy. Back to Hugh Jackman and the game show. That's coming up when we return.
That was the lowest right there, I think.
That was awful.
You're going to hell for that.
Dave.
And I'll see you there.
Dave, your jokes are, come on.
What do you mean?
Oh, maybe that was
I'm
mine.
As clean as they come, right?
Maybe that one was mine. Okay, Hugh Jackman contest here. He's coming to the X Saturday, June 22nd. That guy can do it all, right? He can act. He can be the tough guy. He can be the compassionate guy. He can sing. He pokes fun at himself on Twitter.
He's like a quintuple threat or something like that?
I was thinking that. Is he? Does he? Has he had any difficult public problems, or is he...
Ooh, not that I know.
He's kind of the perfect guy, right?
If you want to call him that, feel free.
Who's more perfect than Hugh Jackman? Text me, 81807. Got the great voice, Carter. Shoulders, abs. He's smart. He's considerate. He's funny. He's talented. I mean, a lot of things that you describe about yourself.
Mm.
Can you think of something off the top of your head where Hugh's had a tough situation?
No.
Great marriage?
I'm looking at his, again, the end-all Wikipedia.
Yes, end-all. Mm-hmm.
And I don't see any sort of, the, you know, there's the, usually a controversy butt click, but yeah. No, there's nothing.
Has he ever been called by President Trump dumb as a rock and lazy as hell?
No.
In case you missed that, the president has just tweeted out that his former Secretary of State is dumb as a rock and lazy as hell after the Secretary of State, the former, said the president is undisciplined, doesn't like to read, and tries to do illegal things. We've seen a lot of that back and forth between presidents and former Secretary of States, I think. All right, let's get back to the game here. So the game is Adam and I are kind of bystanders, okay? We can coach people up. Dave's come up with a game. He's come up with questions about Hugh Jackman, right?
We call the game, Do You Know Jackman? Get it?
Try it again.
I like it.
Yeah. Do you know Jackman?
Oh, I love it. Let's bring in our first contestant, Johnny. Connie. Hello, Connie.
Hey, Chad.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Okay, I'm good. You're in Wayzata?
I do. I live out here.
La-di-da, we could say it first of all. How's life in Wayzata?
Life's pretty good, thanks. Sun's shining. We always like that.
Yeah, not a problem. All right, would you like to meet your opponent?
Sure.
All right, here we go. It's Scott, who's in Lakeville. How are you, Scott?
I'm well. How are you, Chadwick?
I'm doing very well. Normally when I'm called that, I'm in deep trouble.
Excellent.
I could be in deep trouble, you know. It's a matter of time. It's early. Scott, would you like to edge Connie, or would you like to destroy Connie in this game?
Destroy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh,
wow.
God.
Connie, shots fired, Connie.
Oh, jeez.
Yes. All right. I'd like you to meet the host of the show, Dave Harrigan. Dave, thank you for coming on. Yeah. Look, at Scott said hi.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Connie.
Yeah. How many questions do we have, Dave?
I've got four or five here.
Four or five.
See how time works out. I mean, if somebody's running the table and the other person's struggling, we can just end it after three.
Yeah, exactly. So, in other words, if somebody gets to three, it's over, right?
Well, let's start with this one.
Okay.
Since you described Hugh Jackman as the most talented man alive, basically.
I think perfect man.
How about this? What award
Can I stop you for a second?
Yes.
Are we asking them to buzz in?
No.
No, they each get to give an answer.
Yes, correct. Okay. Right. Yes, we will we'll ask them just to each give an answer. Tell me, which award has Hugh Jackman not won out of an Emmy, a Tony, a Golden Globe, and an Oscar? Which one has he not won?
Connie, you first. Which one has he not
Oscar.
Won? Oscar. Okay. Scott, how about you?
Tony.
Dave, the correct answer is?
Connie's got one.
Oh.
He has not won an Oscar.
He's not won an Oscar.
But he has been nominated
for an Oscar. Yeah. Look at that.
He has been nominated once.
Look at Adam. He's frustrated. He's not a part of it. He's threatening to leave.
Very bitter.
He's bitter.
He has been nominated once. We'll go with another multiple choice.
Yes.
Which film was he nominated for? X-Men, Kate and Leopold, Les Miserables.
Okay.
Or The Greatest Showman.
Scott, which one was he nominated for? You heard the list.
The Greatest Showman.
Okay. Connie?
Les Mis.
Okay.
Remember when Scott wanted to destroy Connie?
Yep.
I'm getting destroyed.
That's correct. Yes, you are getting destroyed. You are getting destroyed. It was Les Mis.
Hey, Chad, who is Hugh Jackman?
Yeah, well... I think he's... Listen, the fact that Scott is willing to participate and is unaware of the individual... I like it. But Scott, are you done yet?
No, absolutely.
Connie, listen. Connie, a lot of people have had a big lead before, and they've choked. Are you a choker?
I try to avoid that.
Yeah,
Not usually.
Not usually choker. Okay.
All right. Well, let's go to this one.
Like Greg Norman, 96 Masters.
Yes. It's a big
not
shot.
Not a goal for either.
Yeah.
He's been in a lot of the, all of the X-Men movies.
Yeah.
What role did he play? In those X-Men movies.
Connie, what role did he play in X-Men?
Wolverine.
Scott?
Wolverine.
Yeah, both nailed it. That's too easy.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Scott, Connie didn't get it wrong, so she's still crushing you.
I don't know. It's not over yet.
It's not over yet, but we need a big comeback.
You know, if Greg Norman was the analyst, you know what he'd say in this one?
This next question's a big one.
Big question. It's a big question.
All right.
Both Australian. There's a lot of connections here.
Yes. It's all a part of it, Adam. This is all orchestrated.
How about this one? Let's wrap on this one. No, actually, I can do two more. I can go two more just in case we need it.
If we need it, you know.
If we need it.
Yep. Connie right now leading 3-1.
Simple true or false.
Oh.
Chad, you're very smitten with him, so I think I know what your answer would be already.
I'd cuddle with him.
Has Hugh Jackman been named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive?
Oh, okay.
So true, he has been named it, or false, he has not.
Scott, you go first this time.
True.
True. Connie?
True.
It's true.
It's true.
Absolutely. Of course it's true. Come on.
Jeez. We got to do the last one just see if Connie can go 5 for 5.
I was going to ask something about his birthplace, but Adam kind of ruined it saying they're Australian.
Thanks, Adam.
Sorry. So, that's all right.
Australia.
Yeah, he's Australian. Well done.
Specifically Melbourne.
Yes.
Oh! actually, Connie's wrong. Sydney, Australia is the birthplace.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. You think Connie went for too much and she loses now?
No, I don't think that.
Now, Scott was pretty funny.
He gets points for correctly saying Melbourne.
Yes.
The Melbourne.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna change here a little bit. We normally say winner, loser. I like Scott's humor. He brought it. Poked fun at himself. Called me Chadwick right away. Let's make them both winners.
So you ripped me for wanting to give a consolation
prize.
Everybody
gets a trophy.
Everybody. I went. Okay. I did. Listen, if you two would rise to the level of Scott.
Oh, wow. I love it.
There is dissension. Okay, hold on a second. Connie, you win, so I'll put you on hold. Adam and Dave, why don't you tell Scott, who's brought comedy and material to the show, you don't get the tickets. Go ahead, Adam. You go first.
Scott, I'm sorry. We had specific rules, and I appreciate it. And I love Lakeville. I love it. Good people
love
in
it.
Lakeville.
Love it.
Great town. Everyone loves that town.
People are talking about it.
I'm actually going to vote in favor of Scott getting tickets because that's less work for me having to do another game show or something. So I'm all on board.
All right, Scott. Among the losers, you get tickets. Thank you very much. Very good game. I like that.
That's what we do here.
Including the howling, you know.
The howling, the crowd booing
you? Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, well, we like to mix it up.
Adam, I'd like
to be able to play that every time Chad talks.
Yeah, in honor of the wolf, why don't you give us a little howl?
Everyone in Lebanon stops what they're doing to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, that's Jesse on a show when it was somebody approached him and told him how popular he was in Beirut and any other city in Lebanon, because that's it for me. But I've got nothing else. Anybody else without looking?
Lebanon City.
Lebanon City. Lebanon Hills, you know. I think now everybody in Dubai stops when they listen to this show. I'm not on the lake as much as our friend Lindsay, right? Lindsay's out there a lot. She's leading the la-di-da lifestyle. I'm out there occasionally because my father has a small little dinghy out there. But I suggested this. There was a time we were on the boat and we ran out of all sorts of things. Poor planning. Poor boat. That's because we're not boaters. And I said to you in one of our overrated, underrated, properly rated, what Lake Minnetonka and St. Croix and that little engine that could Brainerd, which never gets a break. Nobody ever talks about that, Brainerd Lakes area. What you need is boats out there, and you can buy water, you can buy food, you can buy suntan lotion, towels right there on the water. Dave, does that sound like a good idea?
Seems brilliant to me.
Doesn't it sound like a good idea?
Yeah.
Carter, you actually thought this was a decent idea, right?
Right, yeah.
You know? Well, apparently in Dubai, they love the show. They podcast the show because they've got a sail-through supermarket. It is a floating retail emporium ready to cater to anyone who's unwilling to leave the comfort of their yacht. See, my idea is more than just for the yachtsman. Mine will cover all of them. But we're going to have a pretty big boat, right, if we're going to cover all this? So, yeah, the purpose-built ship anchored out at sea will be right there. So you'll know where to go. Does that make more sense than if you're on one of the popular areas and you're looking for it? That probably does. So you know, let's say, White Bear Lake. You know where on White Bear Lake the Hartman sail through supermarket is compared to if you're on Lake Minnetonka and you're trying to decide where it might be. Can we get this thing going by next year? Dave, you want to get on the ground floor?
I think I want to get out to, say, White Bear, whatever it is. You just get a pontoon. You set it up in the middle of the lake. You get a couple grills going. People can just drive by, grab a dog, grab a burger for $3-5, whatever it is. They can stay out on the water and You don't have to come in. You don't have to worry about packing the lunch or the cooler. I think that's the way to go.
I think all of them, right? We're going to have such a boat where we can make you some food. We can provide you some food. And we'll have eye candy, too. We're going to sell the eye candy.
But don't step foot on the boat.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Carter? Are they allowed to step foot on the boat, or do they have to? We give them a sheet, and then they check things on the sheet, and then we provide it to them. But we'll have the good-looking guys and the good-looking gals out there because we got to bring people over, right? Possible before his XL Energy appearance. Hugh Jackman might be out there.
It's June.
Yes. Carter, I like this idea.
It'd be great on Mille Lacs, like during the fishing season, because there's so many boats in certain spots that you could just make a killing.
All these places you could make a killing on this. All right, how much you guys in for? I need 100 G from both you guys just to get this thing going a little bit.
Let me talk to my accountant and see how much
fingers,
liquid assets I can come up with.
Fingers, you want to get to him fingers. And just see, Dave, you got some liquidity on you?
No. I got a thing of water over here. That's the best I can do.
How about maybe, you know, mortgage on the house just to get this going?
I don't think I'm going to get you 100K if I mortgage the house.
Did you hear about Lance Armstrong and the investment young Lance? I think I might have to reach out to Lance because Lance was talking again this week how he has reached a settlement, $5 million settlement with the U.S. federal government in April, right? Remember they were suing him, Adam, for $100? And he appeared on CNBC and he was talking about, he basically said the last 6-7 years have been hell, which I'm sure it has been, right? I mean, we're joking about Hugh Jackman, the perfect man. There was a 6-7 year stretch where people were calling Lance Armstrong the perfect guy, right? Beats cancer that had ravaged his body, was able to take on a sport dominated by Europeans outside of her own, Greg LeMond, right? And even though people said he was cheating over and over and over again, he was tested over and over again, he beat all the tests. Well, as all the smart people suspected, he was cheating the whole time. He finally admits it on Oprah, and it has not been good. Now, he pointed out in the same story, and wait a second, why is Alex Rodriguez, why has A-Rod been welcomed back, and I haven't? Because A-Rod cheated multiple times. And America apparently loves him again. I think he's overrated as an analyst. Dave, you're the ball guy. Does A-Rod do anything for you on the games?
I think he's fine. I don't dislike him, but, yeah, I'll take John Smoltz on Fox 10 out of 10 times.
Yeah, I just, you know, I think the expectations were so low because he was so detested that because he gives us a little bit. But his point is, come on, A-Rod. And Lance says, hey, he didn't raise $500 million like I did. And that's true, right? Livestrong was everywhere. But how he's been able to financially survive, he invested in this little company, he invested in a venture capital firm, which put the bulk of their assets into this little company, which I think we right now call Uber. He put in $100,000 that he says was valued at $3.7 million at the time. It's now valued at $120 billion. So the numbers guys here, fingers, suggest that he's now worth that investment, Adam Carter, $3 billion. I don't think it's been that. I don't think it's been that much hell.
No. If
you just made $3 billion. I don't know how he's going to get by, but somehow he will. He can get in on the ground floor of my idea, too.
There you go.
Lance, give me a call.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Welcome back, everybody, on this Friday. Chad and Sid Hartman with you. Let's start with the Vikings. You had a number of items today, including on the likelihood this team makes the playoffs. You cited Pro Football Focus. I think they have the Vikings at 86%, an 86% chance of making the playoffs. Do you think it should be that high? How confident are you that the Vikings will make the playoffs?
I don't think it's that high. They have that Wilson, that quarterback for Seattle, is 4-0 against the Vikings. He is a guy who moves around, and Vikings don't take care of people like that. He's had a fantastic situation. They did lose two games at home, Seattle did. They lost to the Rams, and they lost to Los Angeles. They lost two games at home. I don't know. I don't think the defense is playing that good. The wide receivers had a real tough time against the Patriots. They're beating the heck out of them right now and not calling in interference. I just think that it's 50-50 that you got a chance to make the playoff.
Yeah, now after Seattle, they get Miami, Detroit, and Chicago.
Yeah.
What helps the Vikings, this conference after the top teams, is mediocre. I mean, you get a lot of 7-5, 6-6, 5-7 teams. The NFC isn't very deep this year.
The Central Division?
No, the whole NFC, not a very deep conference with very good teams.
No. There's no dominated team.
Well, no. I'm going to disagree with you there. New Orleans is a great team. The Rams are a great team. I'm talking about teams that are wild card type teams, that are 7-5, 6-6. Those are just very average teams.
Yeah. Those teams are very average, no doubt about it. Detroit's very average. The Bears.
No, but I'm talking the whole conference, not
whole
just
conference.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I agree with you. There just isn't any really great wild card teams.
You interviewed Everson Griffin. Tell me about the conversation you had with him.
Well, Pete Carroll was at Southern California when he was there. He got into some real trouble while he was there and almost was kicked off the team. But he praised Carroll for taking care of him, and he said a lot of good things about Pete Carroll.
For you and Pete Carroll, why do you still have such a good relationship with him?
Well, when he came from Buffalo and went to work for Bud Grant, we just had a great relationship. And he's been up here a couple of times. He always looks me up. We spend time together. And I just think he's a great coach.
Let's talk about the Vikings quarterback, Kirk Cousins. For me, he reflects the Vikings. The Vikings should be better this year. I think Cousins should be better this year. Because in so many games against the better teams, his play can be fantastic, and then it can be absolutely mediocre. What's your view of the way he has played this year?
I just think the offensive line is terrible. They don't have Burger. They don't have that Easton. And they're playing guys in the offensive line that are very ordinary. They got a guy, O'Neal. He's a rookie. They got Columbia. What's the guy's name?
Compton.
Yeah. They got very ordinary guys in the offensive line. And I think it's been very tough for him because of that.
Let's switch to the Timberwolves. They continue to play very good basketball since the trade. Solid wins this week. Let's talk about a couple players. Karl-Anthony Towns And the way he's played more assertive. He's been demanding the ball. His defense has been better. He has been significantly better since that trade.
He just scores when he wants to score. That's the way it looks. He's been a dominant player. But the guy that's been a big surprise is Wiggins. Wiggins all of a sudden is playing like they expect him to play. The two games he's had have been fantastic, hitting three-pointers and just doing a great job. We'll see how they do on this road trip. They got a tough road trip. We'll see how they do. We'll know more about them after this road trip.
You're right about Wiggins. For me, though, you're also right. It was two games, okay? His defense against Houston was excellent. 26 points against Charlotte was excellent. I don't think he has to play great every game, but I just need to see consistency, higher level consistency out of Wiggins. Are you convinced he can do that? Because I am not. I'm going to need to see it out of Andrew for a significantly longer time for me to reach that level.
I agree with you. He's got to show this a lot more than he's done in just two games. But if he can keep that up, that'll make a big difference on this team. He can win a lot of games. The way they handled the Rockets the other day was unbelievable.
Although we got to put that in perspective. The Rockets aren't playing very good.
No.
The Rockets just got beat last night by Utah by 25 points.
They got beat last night by Utah. They got killed by Utah.
Yeah.
So they're not that good. Let's see what happens on this road trip. This road trip will tell a lot more how good they are.
The Twins signed a couple players yesterday. The main guy was Jonathan Scope, mainly with Baltimore. Had a lousy year last year. They're banking on a bounce back. They know they have a couple guys they're hoping that they can put in the middle infield. For sure, Royce Lewis, but that's a couple years away. What's your view about signing Scope from Baltimore/Milwaukee?
On the basis of what they did last year, not very good. I mean, the one guy had a good year 2 years ago, but last year neither one of those guys had a very good year. So I want to see what they can do. I want to sign guys who did good years last year, not what they did 2 years ago. I mean, I don't know. I don't think they're going to sign a lot of top players. I just think they're going to go with a lot of their rookies next year and say, okay, we'll go with these guys and see what they do, and don't worry about winning.
Well, I don't think they have a choice in the bullpen. Their bullpen right now is atrocious. I think for sure they're going to sign a couple guys in the bullpen. They don't have a closer. I mean, they don't have anybody to finish off the games right now.
You're right. You look at last year's record in the bullpen, it was terrible. And that's where you got to be strong. The good teams have good bullpens that save games, and they aren't that good.
Let's finish with Gopher women's volleyball. They're trying to win again this weekend to get into the Final Four. I mean, it's worth praising Hugh McCutcheon, who is the Gopher women's volleyball coach, Olympic coach, successful, Hall of Fame, and your paper had a very good story today. At the Maturi Pavilion, they are 61-2 the last 4 years. Think about that. That's 61-2, that is remarkable.
Amazing. Joe Maturi did a fantastic job when he convinced this guy to come here and coach the volleyball. He's a great recruiter. They're selling out that Joe Maturi arena. People are very excited about the volleyball here.
They should be. And I'll be curious to see what happens this weekend. We'll finish right there. My father on the Sports Huddle this Sunday. Back with you in moments on WCCO. Linda's Construction Time Check. 252-252. Time to call Lindis for free home improvement estimates on windows, gutters, and roofing. Do we have to give out the other pair of Hugh Jackman tickets today, or can we bank those? Can we embark?
Don't you remember what we did?
Oh, yeah.
Consolation prize.
That's right. We did. That's another example where, I used to have a pretty darn good memory. It's chipping away.
Yeah, well, you're getting up there.
It is. It's I'm going to be Admiral Stockdale on SNL in, I don't know, 10, 15 years? No, maybe 10, 15 months.
The way you've been going today,
yeah.
I mean, you've been stretching. Your mind is going. You've got problems, man.
Well, I'm stretching. I'm trying to rehab the back a little bit.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, the back's hurting. The mind is going.
Well, that's been going for a while. The back and mind have been going for a while.
My feet are killing me. This arthritis in my joints.
It's not quite that bad, you know. Pretty soon I'll have the hypnotist in here. I'll be going to the new wave treatment.
There you go.
I'll be traveling to Mexico, maybe get a little butt lift.
That does sound nice.
A
butt lift?
Hi,
yeah.
This is Dave Harrigan. I went to Mexico City and met with Dr. Phil in the blank for a nice butt lift. Check me out.
These glutes have never been more fabulous.
How would you evaluate your booty right now?
I've never been too happy with it. Be honest.
What part?
I need the lift.
You need a little.
Yeah,
you need a little more junk in the trunk.
Well, I don't know that I need it more in the trunk. I just, you got to pop it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Give me a little.
Well, you can do some things for that.
I'm working.
Yeah,
I'm working. You get the squats and the lunges, but man, that's a lot of work.
So is that why you're going to the health club now for a little booty maintenance?
Hey, I've got a vacation coming up. You got to look good.
Where are you going?
We're actually going to Mexico.
Are you? Well, while there.
I mean, I could consider it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just listen. On a lark, one day, no research. Give it a try.
Hey, the wife said she wants to do a little spa day, so you know, she could do the massage. I'll go for the butt lift.
Can we Facebook Live that and put it on the show?
Probably not.
Oh, come
no.
on. That'd be pretty good. Visalia. Visalia, California. I think of that because the Twins had a minor league team there forever.
Right, they did.
The single A team. This one is a bizarre story. This is a high school teacher who is now in jail. She's in jail because she was forcibly cutting a student's hair in class. The video surfaced yesterday showing the 52-year-old teacher chasing students in the class with the scissors between desks.
What?
While belting out what song? What's your guess? What song? Because I'll get to what she did initially, but now after the initial action finish, she now started chasing the students in between desks where they eventually ran out of the class. What song?
The teacher was singing a song?
Yes.
What's the
Star Spangled Banner.
What? I was thinking like the, what's the Johnny Depp movie, the Demon Barber guy.
Yeah, yes. What is the guy?
I don't know. Whatever it is. What Star Spangled Banner.
What nonsense is bugging me now? Because I see it in my mind. I used to be good. It's over. Scissorhands.
Edward Scissorhands. That too. I was thinking a different one. But yeah, Edward
okay.
Scissorhands.
Yes.
That works.
So it's a chemistry class. She's a chemistry teacher. I think her chemistry might be a little. She might be spending time with me. Soon as the teacher came to the class with a pair of scissors declaring, it's haircut day.
Whoa.
It is haircut day.
No, it's not.
We think she's going to be funny, but she brought a student up there, and as he's sitting there, she literally starts cutting his hair. Cutting his hair, belting out the Star Spangled Banner. He didn't ask for it. This wasn't expected. It was all unexpected. The video then shows the teacher grabbing another girl's hair before everyone makes a run out of the classroom.
Jeez, that's frightening.
When I saw Sweeney Todd, somebody said?
Yes, Sweeney Todd. There
yes.
it is.
The Texas still got a sharp mind, you know. That used to be me.
Yeah, used
what,
to be.
What town am I in? Close circuit to common. The husband was in a phone interview saying, I have no idea what happened to her. This is not who she is. She snapped. You snap and this is what happens? Something else is going on, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, but certainly I think she snapped is one good way to put it.
Yeah.
This certainly isn't normal behavior.
No, well, if it is, it's a heck of a class. It's not only chemistry, it's a little bit of Phi Ed.
Yeah.
You're very elusive. I mean, you all of a sudden the teacher's got a weapon coming at you.
I guess you can learn some things, too, if your career is going to take you into the salon one day. Pick up a few tips.
And the last thing is, because what time did you say we were on?
About 30 seconds.
Okay. Ohio State is getting a bacon vending machine for finals. Bacon vending machine.
I can go along with that.
Oh, I am all in. Cook bacon strips and bacon bits for $1. Are you going to trust those, the cooked bacon in the vending machine?
The only one way to find out. Got to give it a shot.
Let's experiment on Dave.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.